they beat you till you cry, and you're like, woo!
And it's not fun. They tell you to stop crying.
Yeah. Shut up. Dude, I beat my little brother found my love letters one time.
Oh, no.
I was in high school. The girl I was dating in high school, she was sending me love letters, and I might have responded with some fucking very nice bonnets myself.
Bonnets?
Whatever, Shakespearean
sonnets.
My little brother found them.
He responded with some nice bonnets, yeah.
My little brother was like praying these things around the compound, and I got wind of it, and I came outside and fucked him up, dude.
I would have fucking destroyed him.
I dragged him across, and he was laughing. I'm hitting him. He's laughing. Finally, I gave him that one to the arm, and he just was like, man. I was like, good. And I was like, I'm satisfied now.
Yeah, when I was in seventh grade, I wrote a girl a love letter.
Did you really?
She gave it to my friends.
Oh.
And
snake.
It had a Bible verse on it.
What was the verse?
I only remember what book it was from. The Song of Songs, which is like a guy like, I love you to this woman.
Oh my God.
But it's like, let me suck on your supple breasts, like shit like that. And I walked in and my friend Tyler Kaz, MP4 Kaz, was just holding the note like when I got to school. No. And I was just like, oh my God.
Oh man.
I didn't catch as much shit as I deserved for that. Dude, that should have carried through high school.
Oh, you'd think.
Never, I don't think they really...
You probably owned up to it, you know?
I don't know. I don't know how you do that. I probably was like, yeah, I was kidding.
Maybe, yeah.
I probably played that off as a joke, but I wrote that.
It's a solid move.
You know how late at night when you're writing or talking, like, you think you're real poetic?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get romantic at night.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I wrote a nice letter, left it in her desk.
Oh, my God.
Came into school the next day, and it was just... Oh.
That was like when you could hand out fucking candy in grade school. On Valentine's Day, you could send a Valentine to someone. Yeah. That was fucking sick, dude.
Oh my God,
dude. I'd wait for a Valentine to come down by my desk, and I'd just be sitting there like, come on, please let a girl. And just be one, be like, you're fucking gay from Phil. And I'm like, fuck.
Fuck, did I ever talk about my friend sending a candygram on here?
No.
So, there was a kid who, you know, he hadn't come out yet, but we knew he was gay.
Yeah.
And, somebody wrote a letter to him from another kid.
Oh, no.
So my friend wrote a letter from the one kid to the kid who was gay.
From a boy?
Yeah, two boys.
Okay.
And it was like, hey, you're hot. Let's kiss or something like that. Something fucking ridiculous. But the teacher saw it before it got delivered.
Damn.
And because it probably said to fucking Jake from fucking Ron. Like, it probably said it on there. So she was like, what the fuck is this?
Damn, she NSA'd that.
Yeah. And then they brought them both down to the office, the two kids. And they were like, we don't know who this is from. He was like, I didn't write that.
Holy shit.
So my friend had this secret for like a year. And they were trying to find out who did it because they were trying to fucking destroy him. And
for sending the same sex fucking...
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, that's harassment.
Oh, okay.
Writing a candygram to a fucking gay kid, being from a straight kid, like, hey, let's make out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so like every day I would see the principal walk by while I was with my friend who wrote it, and I'd be like, Joe wrote the candygram. And she'd be like, what? And he'd be like, oh. And then finally one day, I did that constantly. And then finally one day I was like, Joe wrote the candygram, and she was like, is that true, Joe? And he was like, oh, Shane steals lunch every day. And I was like, that's not true, but what I said is. And he got suspended.
Oh, that's fucked.
He got suspended for a hate crime.
Damn, dude.
I wonder what would happen today. Today, he'd be fucked.
This was in your... Were you in a Catholic grade school?
High school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They wouldn't have done shit in my grade school.
Yeah, I don't know.
They would have been like... A priest would have came in and been like, that's wrong. Don't fucking do that.
Yeah, I guess because they never caught him and it went on so long.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
I ratted him out.
So was he mad?
Not as mad as he should have been, but yeah.
He's probably relieved. He was carrying
that
burden.
It was also funny.
It is fucking hilarious.
It was undeniably funny to tell on him every single day in front of him.
It was so fun.
And then finally, her be like, what?
Oh, my God.
And then he ratted me out for stealing lunch every day.
Did you steal lunch?
Stole lunch every single day.
Did you really? Did you stop after that or did you keep going?
No, I kept going.
Nice.
I had a fucking sick method.
What'd you do?
I would get the food, and then I would walk to the one register and pretend I was going to the other one to get chips and just walk out.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I would go to the condiment table.
Yeah.
Just in case they got me there, walking away from the register, so I could be like, I was just putting condiments on.
Classic.
It was unbelievable. And then I would walk to my seat, and if they got me there, I'd be like, oh, I forgot after I got condiments.
Perfect. Wow. That's literally, you were Ocean's 11 in them every day.
I Ocean's 11 them into me being fat as fuck. I was stealing a ton of food, dude.
Yeah, because these are like fried chicken sandwiches.
I was doing it at breakfast. I was getting cookies and shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, I used to, my move in high school to steal lunch was, I was a big pretzels and cheese guy. For some reason, I was like real. I started getting into fitness when I was younger, and I was like, "All right, so eating fat's bad for you. I'll just eat 4 pretzels and liquid cheese every day. That's healthy." Literally, in my head, I was like, "Low fat, health food."
See, now this is what I mean. You come up with these dumb fucking theories,
yeah.
And right now your theory is you can't take medicine,
dude. No,
I
know
like
that for a fact.
2 years, you're gonna take medicine and be like, "What the fuck was
I
thinking?"
Dude.
If I would have talked to old fucking pretzel and cheese Matt, we would have had this same conversation.
I would have told you, dude, but I was
no,
ripped.
You would have been like, "No fucking way." It's the same
I'm
guy.
Telling you, I can't have stimulants.
You're pretzel and cheese in this fucking medicine right now.
I can't have stimulants. I'm sensitive. I can have Mucinex, not Mucinex D. And I don't know what you have, but I probably can't have that. Anyway.
I guarantee you can have
this
it.
Is like the gay, I'm like the gay kid getting the fucking candy gram
Why?
Right now, dude. You're bullying me.
I'm not bullying you.
You're bullying
I
me.
Promise you can take fucking DayQuil.
I might be able to, but I have to look at it. And I know if I have the package, you're going to peer pressure me into taking it. And I'm going to have a panic attack, and I can't have it.
You're not going to have a panic attack from DayQuil.
Dude, if it has pseudoephedrine or whatever that shit's called in it. Cetadrine. That's
just
guess fuck it me
there,
up.
Boy.
Cetadrine. Yeah, but no, I used to put pretzels. Maybe I could have it. I don't know. But let me do it at my own pace, all right?
Same thing with fucking gluten.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to an allergist. Shadheads, listen up. I'm going to an allergist April 2nd.
Dude, you're
we're
going to
lay this
maniac.
To rest.
You're a maniac.
How am I a maniac?
Well, first off, the allergist needs to keep his job. So he's going to be like, yeah, there's a very serious gluten
Definitely
allergy.
Definitely not.
My fucking brother-in-law had a gluten allergy for a week.
What happened?
I don't know. He fucking probably ate bread and was like, oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, gluten allergy is not. People think it's like a peanut allergy. You don't like choke and die. It just destroys your fucking intestines. Anyway, like I said, gluten allergy is real, dude. It's fucking white AIDS, and I have it.
It's white AIDS? Oh my God,
what?
Dude.
Irish AIDS. Is that bad?
Yeah, to call anything white AIDS, as in regular AIDS is for black people, is bad.
Well, less white people had AIDS. So this is our AIDS.
Maybe.
How about that?
Percentage-wise, sure.
Okay. So I win. And no, I probably don't. I probably lose on that one. But
white AIDS? Gluten allergies is white AIDS? Yeah. Holy fuck. You didn't know that was wrong to say?
No.
Yeah, it's... I think you're very humble.
What?
You are. You can say things like that. You're very self-deprecating. Probably because just the way you grew up.
Yeah, fucking...
Just getting those beatings.
Under fire, dude. Brother told me I was gay.
Bedroom.
Dude, my brother literally convinced me I was gay for like a year.
How do you do that?
When he told me his reasoning was that I'm not gay because I didn't do anything. I was like sixth grade. He's like, you didn't do anything with a girl. He's like, so you're gay. And I was like, fuck. Damn it.
So what happened with the cheese and the pretzels?
Ah, the old cheese and pretzels. It's pretty shitty. I just I would put one pretzel on top of my notebook, 2 underneath my notebook, slide it across in front of the old lady, and then be like, oh, I'll just have one half of a cup of cheese. And the lady, like, shaky old hand, she can never fill up half a cup, so it would end up being a full cup.
Oof.
So.
That's nice.
So I'll get my whole lunch, 3 pretzels and a cup of cheese for 40 cents, I see it for.
3 pretzels and a cup of cheese. Now, how often would that be your lunch?
5 days a week, pretty much.
5 days a week.
I ate cheese and pretzels cheese every day. Pretzels. Even my mom would pack me lunch. I'd go get cheese and pretzels too.
Did you get good packed lunches?
No.
My mom sucked at that.
Yeah, I got. I hated peanut butter and jelly because of that. I've only ever had PB&J that was like 9, you know, or made the night before in the refrigerator, ate next day. So peanut butter and jelly sucks. And then I made myself a fresh PB&J, and I was like, holy fuck, this is good.
Then you came back.
I'm back. I used to put them in when I was at college. They had like, you know, that toaster that like wheeled around, like you put stuff in, it like went around and came out. I used to pre-make PB&Js, put them in there, and every now and again, one wouldn't make it out. It would get stuck. And I'd be like, I'm fucking out of here. There's smoke coming out of it. I'd be like, I'm fucking out.
Oh, man.
But yeah, my mom made some shitty ass fucking lunches too. Turkey.
Yeah. My mom sucked at lunches.
Ugh.
And all those other kids had great lunches.
Yeah, dude. I feel
Fuck
you.
That.
Would you get like a turkey and cheese?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember it was garbage.
Bread would get all soggy.
never had a cool snack. Never had Gushers.
Fuck, dude.
Well, actually, what would happen was if I did get one of those, like if there was a box of Gushers at the house, it's fucking lights out when I get home.
Dude, devastating.
If I in my lunch, I had a Gushers on Monday, I'd come home and just fucking go to town, dude.
I could. We couldn't have that shit, dude. My mom tried to like get us toaster strudels at one point. So then, like, you know, they have like a separate icing packet.
Yeah, of course.
So the last two, I'd bust out the last strudel. My brother would be doubling up on icing, so I'd have a naked strudel. I'd be like, fuck, dickhead, dude. It pissed me off so bad.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a naked strudel. That's true, dude. That's a bad strudel.
But no, it's good. A fucking double packet strudel, dude. Yeah. Holy fuck, my dickhead.
Sure, yeah.
He was probably had it on, then was just dipping in the other one.
Oh,
every
that's
bite.
Awesome.
Fucking dick.
You gotta practice. You know, conserving that strudel.
Oh, dude, that packet?
The packet.
Absolutely.
It's just like getting a pack of Dunkaroos.
Oh.
It's so hard not to plow through that ice. You're eating a bunch of naked cookies at the end.
Dunkaroos are good, man.
Yeah, Dunkaroos are good.